Plane. Well, you get to Jed. He's in Winnipeg. He's waiting. Let's go.
He's just trying to make his sense going, I want to move to Vancouver and Jet's listen to these
up,
guys.
Jet's hanging up the phone going, really? Are these guys in the morning show?
Jet Wu, Vancouver's second round pick, joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Jet. Are you sure you want to digest all this after listening to these three barnyard animals?
Good morning. No, it's pretty funny early in the morning. So
there you go.
I'm pretty happy.
How much did you sleep over the last 48 hours? Because it was tremendous to watch the excitement, to celebrate it with your family. When have you come down, or have you, from the emotional Friday?
I don't know if I've come down yet, but regarding sleep, it was actually really stressful as the whole process went on, even throughout the whole year. And I was just so, excited to see what happened. So, that night that my name was called, I actually slept really good. It's probably the best I've slept in a while. So, it was a great feeling, and to kind of have it, go how it did, and the place that where I wanted to go, it couldn't have happened any better.
Give us a sense on draft day, or as you're showing up to take this all in. Like you said, it's a little stressful. Does your agent, or you're probably following the mock draft, where did you have a sense of where you might go? Because you want to temper your expectations, but what's your mindset going into the weekend when you're in Dallas, you're sitting down, you're putting on your new tie, you got your new fresh suit, you want to look good. Where were you projected, or where did you see yourself maybe going, or at least with the discussions of the family and your representatives?
Throughout the whole year, it was kind of a weird situation that I was in. A lot of teams really saw it and could see the potential in me, and then a lot of teams said that they, didn't see enough of me, which is fair. And so to go into the draft, I thought I was going to be anywhere from, first round, and maybe slip out of that to early second. And, it happened that I did go, early second to Vancouver. So, I didn't really have any expectations, but to me, throughout the whole process is more of, the team that I go to, and, instead of the number, and to kind of see where that goes.
Jet playing in the Western Hockey League for Moose Jaw. Obviously, the Canucks got a lot of viewings. But for the Vancouver fans out there that obviously don't get to see you game in, game out, tell us what type of defenseman you are.
I think from when I was a little kid, I've always found myself taking care of the defensive side of the puck more. Growing up, I was always a little bit bigger than the kids, so I was always able to be a little bit more physical and be dominant in that kind of way. So in my game now, I'm more physical and like to play gritty and, like to compete for pucks. And I think that's one thing that, every player that I play against knows, is that I like to compete and I like to win. So I think that's one thing that sounds going to notice about me.
Jet, there's great video after you're drafted where you see your family and friends and a lot of them there. Who is the marketing genius in your family? I might assume it's your little brother that is wearing a Winnipeg Jet jersey, but it actually just says Jet Woo on it. Where did that come from?
That was my uncle, actually. He it was pretty creative. I think one of the first dinners we had in Dallas, he actually showed me and showed the whole family. So it was actually really neat. What he did there, but my whole family and my friends and everyone was able to come and support me, and it was so nice to kind of share that feeling with them, after, and for some of them to be, just as excited as I was, it was really neat. So I think my parents planned most of the trip and most of their flights, so to have them bring out so many people and help me have so much support was awesome.
Jet Wu with us here on Sportsnet 650. The Canucks selecting Wu in the second round of this past weekend's NHL draft. You played 44 games this past season. You had a few injuries you had to deal with along the way. You play that physical style, but is there a sense you may have to change your game a little bit? Or what do you say to that based on dealing with the nicks and the bumps and bruises over the course and maybe probably by playing that physical style?
Yeah, no, I think the injuries that I acquired this year were nothing that I went to go hit the guy or anything. It was just kind of bad luck injuries, and so that's how I see it. And for me to come back after those injuries and still be a physical presence on the ice was something that I was pretty proud of, and that was something through in my injuries and my rehab that I wanted to come back and not just kind of you know, go through the motions, but come back to my normal self and to not try to change anything and to try to play the game within, you know, my team's game. So, you know, I think regarding my game and how, if it's going to change, I don't think it will. And I think that, you know, throughout my whole career that I'm going to be that physical presence.
Canucks second round draft pick Jet Wu on the starting lineup. Jet, you know, the World Junior Hockey Championships are right here in Vancouver. The list will come out, the camp and everything. I mean, how much of it is a goal of yours to have that Canadian uniform on right here in front of the Vancouver fans?
It's a huge goal, and I think anytime, you know, anyone has a chance to put on that jersey, you know, the Canadian jersey, it becomes one of the number one, you know, priorities in your career. So I've been fortunate enough to wear it a couple times and to be a leader on, you know, a couple of those teams. So, you know, if I have the chance to, you know, represent the team or try out for the team and, you know, give it my all, I think I'm going to try to do it the best that I can. And, you know, whether that be, you know, if I do have a chance to make the team and if I'm a, you know, starting guy or a guy that just sits on the bench and, you know, cheers, anything that I'm able to kind of help out the team and my, you know, my country, I do with pride. And so to get that opportunity, hopefully it will be a dream.
Jet, your dad played in the Dub. And does he run hockey schools in Winnipeg as well?
He does. He does throughout the year in the summer.
So are you on the ice constantly then?
A little bit. I sometimes coach or instruct a little bit. And I also take part in the camps for the ones for my age group.
And so does that give you even extra enthusiasm to be hanging out with some kids and just to be around it? You know, still playing, but maybe in a different manner and a little family time?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, that's one thing that I actually look forward to after the after the season is to come back and to see my friends as well as, you know, the kids that, you know, look up to me and that I'm able to be a kind of an idol or be put in a leadership position for them. And I think those are the qualities that I'm able to carry throughout the years, and I think that's one reason that I'm able to have that.
Did you get some family or friends that kind of went Vancouver? I mean, there's, you know, there's some old schools, you know, Smythe Division rivalry, Winnipeg and Vancouver. I mean, you know, this is Western Canada divided here all of a sudden. Jet, was there were there a few? Did you get some chirps from some friends and family?
No, actually, it was really awesome. You know, every you know person that came and supported me, and every you know everyone that texted me afterwards was, you know, pretty pumped. And you know, myself, I couldn't be more happier for where I landed in. And it's such a great feeling, and I think, you know, everyone that was with me in Dallas, they knew how, you know, how excited I was and, you know, how great of an opportunity this was. So, no, there was nothing really negative about, you know, anything that happened in the draft.
Hey, Jet, go back to the Western Hockey League Bantam draft for me. You went fourth overall to Moose Jaw, right?
Yes, yep.
And you know the Vancouver Giants had the third pick, right?
That's right.
Yeah. How close were you? That's how close you were to playing right here in Vancouver for the Giants.
Yeah.
Go back to that draft year. You remember talking to the Giants about that?
A little bit. And, yeah, so I believe that, yeah, I believe I talked to them as well as Spokane and Lethbridge in the first. But, you know, going into the draft, I had a feel kind of where I was going to go. And I kind of had a feel that, Vancouver was going to take, you know, a Vancouver guy, and they take
Tyler Popovich.
When they took Popovich, I had a feeling that was going to happen. I thought it was going to be him or Bergeron, and so that wasn't anything kind of too, you know, surprising to me. So for me to go to Moose Jaw and to go there, play two great seasons there, and to you know play well, and to meet so many people, and to get so much, you know, learning from them. And to turn out and to, you know, go to the draft and just how everything worked out from there is kind of, you know, a dream come true. And, you know, when I first started playing hockey, I never thought that I'd be, you know, remotely anywhere close to making it to the NHL or getting drafted. And for me to come, you know, this far, and it's really a dream come true.
Jet, here's a connection you are unaware that you and I have. Now, you were named after who?
Jet Li.
Jet Li, the actor. Have you watched any of his movies?
I don't believe I have, actually.
All right, so here's your assignment. You can watch the Jet Li movie Romeo Must Die, which was filmed in Vancouver. And I'd like to say a starring role in the movie. I think I was in it for 5 seconds. But there you go. There's your connection. Jet Wu, Jet Li, and Perry Silkowski. Somehow we are combined.
That's awesome.
Jet, just in closing here on this end, how far are you away from being a full-timer in Vancouver in your mind?
I find it anywhere from, my goal right now is to, suit up and go to development camp and, to do well there, go to Moose Jaw, have another great season. And then, it's all in the air from there. And my goal is to, make that team in that, year or two. And that's been my goal, no matter what, team or position that I was put in. And, I feel right now, me and my family feel that I'm in a great position right now to, pursue my career, try to go into the NHL. And so I feel that, it's not too far for me to try to stay in Vancouver for a while.
Well, listen, congratulations. You have one of the best names in all of hockey, so it's a huge thumbs up on that one right out of the get-go. You and Perry, greatness forever linked with Romeo Must Die?
Romeo Must Die.
Yeah, there you go. So, Jet, thanks for doing this. Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you here in the not-too-distant future.
Well done, Jet.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.